Welcome to our arts program. Today, we're talking about the Richard Wagner Memorial on Leipzig's Inner Ring Road. Joining me in the studio is art historian Professor Anna Berger. Professor Berger, visitors to the monument today see a young Richard Wagner standing before a huge black shadow. Why does this memorial seem so unusual?
In fact, what we see are two monuments. The bronze figure of the young Richard Wagner was created only in 2013. The large black shadow behind it is based on a design by the Leipzig sculptor Max Klinger. Back in 1903, the city council commissioned him to create a monumental memorial to Wagner.
So the history of the memorial began long before it was completed?
Yes. In 1913, Leipzig held a ceremony at which the foundation stone was laid. But then came the First World War, economic difficulties, and finally Klinger's death. In the end, only the marble plinth, with reliefs depicting scenes from Wagner's operas, was completed. Klinger's memorial remained unfinished for almost 90 years. It wasn't until Wagner's bicentenary, in 2013, that the city decided to revisit Klinger's idea.
Instead of completing the original design, Leipzig chose a different approach 100 years later.
Exactly. When you look at the young Wagner today, you don't see a celebrated composer. The sculptor, Stefan Balkenhol, depicts him shortly before he left Leipzig, before he became internationally famous. Only the large shadow behind him recalls the monumental statue that Max Klinger had once planned. So the monument combines two designs, and two very different perspectives on Richard Wagner.
And that brings us to the central question. Why is Richard Wagner still the subject of such controversy today?
Because Wagner had a lasting impact on music history, while his anti-Semitic writings continue to cast a shadow over his legacy. Works such as The Flying Dutchman, Tristan and Isolde, and The Ring of the Nibelung remain in the repertoire of opera houses today. At the same time, Wagner published the essay Judaism in Music, in which he expressed anti-Semitic views. The monument doesn't attempt to resolve this contradiction. It makes it visible.
Professor Berger, thank you very much for talking to us. The Wagner Memorial offers no easy answers. It invites us to see Richard Wagner as a complex and contradictory figure of his time. To conclude, we'll hear the finale of the third act from Wagner's last opera, Parsifal. Max Klinger dedicated the right side of the monument's pedestal to its key characters, Parsifal and Kundry. Wagner entrusted the musical direction of the world premiere of this final opera to the Jewish conductor, Hermann Levi.